Julie Christensen James, and I was born in 1949, so I'm 73.
So where, run me through, I don't know the hierarchy. So I know George was first and Mark
I
was
am the
last.
oldest girl of the six of us.
So what's the full hierarchy? It's
No,
Mark,
I'm sorry. It's George,
or sorry.
Julie, Meryl, John, Anne, Mark.
Okay, so you're
I'm
immediately
number
after George.
two.
Okay.
Oldest girl and number two in line, yeah.
All right. First question is, what kind of student were you in high school? Were you a jock? Were you a nerd? Were you a straight A student? Were
I was a good student. I was not a jock, but I was act in activities, but not sports.
What did you what activities did you in high school?
Like clubs and I can't
Were you
remember.
popular in high school?
Was I pop? I was popular enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have a good high school experience?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Although in my last senior year in high school, I worked. So I didn't do as much then because I worked after school and on weekends selling fabric in a fabric store. And in April, I was sick. I got sick. I mean, I started being really tired and just sleeping all the time when I wasn't working or going to school. And it turned out they thought I had hepatitis. It turned out to be mono, but I was hospitalized. And then I was made to stay in bed for two. I was bedridden for 2 months, and so I couldn't attend my high school
So this
graduation.
all
I
happened
did
your
make the
senior
prom.
year?
It was right after prom, so I did go to prom, but I did not go to my graduation.
Wow, that's a rough senior year.
Yeah,
So that were you pretty
I would
bummed?
say the junior year was my best year in high school. And senior year, I was ready to be done, and I was sort of looking at other th doing other things.
So were you pretty bummed? I mean, is that a bad way to end your high
You
school?
know, I was thinking about it today. I think parents would make such a big deal about it if their kids didn't go to high. My parents didn't go get my diploma. I just didn't go. I mean, all my friends stopped by to say hi before they went to the ceremony, but
You might have to be careful
oh,
bumping the table because it'll pick it
sorry.
up. No, you're
Yeah.
fine.
Okay.
It'll make it sound
All right.
weird.
Are you going to edit this at all?
No, this is all live.
You're
It's
not going
all.
to edit out my bumping or?
I don't know, but maybe we'll see how
Okay.
much
All
time I
right.
have. I'm gonna have a lot to do.
You might have to edit, but
We'll see.
okay, I won't ramble.
No, absolutely ramble. Ramble, I'm all for. I just want to make sure that we're not picking up the knocking. So, what was the most trouble you got into as a
Oh,
kid?
that's why you guys were talking about this last night.
Yeah, we're trying to come up with good
Oh, you
questions.
know, I was thinking about it after we talked last night. I skipped school one time and got caught. My friend and I went downtown instead of going to school, and when we got home, my mother met us at the door. I said, "Where have you been?" And
Oh.
my friend said, "I've never seen your mother so mad." So that's pretty tame for
Yeah.
getting into trouble. I didn't really get into
Do you remember?
trouble.
Did you get grounded for a week, or did they take away your bike, or what? You know what's?
Boy,
Does it
I was a
even stand
senior. I
out?
was a senior, so I was driving. I don't
So you.
remember. I don't remember other than being told I was not to do that.
So you were 18 and you skipped school one time, and she was still livid?
Oh yeah. The
Wow.
school had called her and said Julie isn't in school today, which back then they didn't normally do. And
Oh.
so that's how she found
So it was
out.
out of
She goes,
character for
"Where were
you?
you?"
Oh.
And we had just gone downtown shopping, but and the interesting thing is my best friend was Jewish. We had just gotten our senior annuals, and one of our classmates had written something nasty about her being Jewish in her annual. So when the counselor called us in to talk to us, because we'd skipped school, my friend explained that we were so upset about the comment in the annual.
No way.
We did,
Did it
and
work?
it worked. Yeah,
That
we got
was
off.
such a great excuse.
But part of it, I think, was because we were both really good students and really good
Sure.
everything, and so they were happy to find an excuse to let us off. But
That's hilarious. What a great excuse. Good for you. How
yeah.
creative. So as a follow-up, what was the most trouble one of your kids got into? Is there any incident that Like, I know we were talking about Lizzie taking the car last
Yeah.
night. Did either one of the other girls? Is there anything where you remember you were just furious at your kids for something?
Well, we were pretty upset with Elizabeth for that, but not really. The kids were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one of
Yeah.
your kids would, which one of your kids gave you the most gray hair, would you say?
you know, in different ways, all of them.
So they just, it's all spread out.
Yeah,
it's all
different ways.
Stress from all of them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What was your favorite memory growing as a kid? What was your favorite memory of your parents?
Oh, you need to give people a heads up so they can think about this.
We can skip it and come back. But yeah, I find if you don't have time to prep, sometimes you get better answers, because otherwise you get a curated response of, you know, like a Hallmark kind of thing.
I don't know. I have good memories of my parents, but
Did you guys have traditions or, you know, like every year on Christmas we went somewhere? Is there like a...
Yeah, we had lots of family traditions.
What sort of traditions did you guys have?
But we were a big family, and so it was, you know, it wasn't that we went to other people's houses or whatever, or, you know, I mean, Christmas, you celebrate, you still have a lot of people there, and you're just immediate family when you're celebrating Christmas. But we had Christmas traditions. We had traditional foods. We didn't go on big fancy vacations. We went to Italy when I was 10. George and I and Anne went to Italy. John and Meryl went to stay with my father's sister, and we went for a month. But it was basically, you know, because my mother was going home to see her relatives and everything.
So how old were you when you went to Italy?
10.
So
it was her first time back to Italy, and she came to America in 46.
So you were 10, and you spent an entire month
59,
in Italy.
And she was pregnant with Mark when we went.
How pregnant was she?
Well, it was funny, because she would tell everybody, I understood Italian, because my grandmother taught me Italian from when I was little. And so when we were in Italy, she would tell everybody that she had 5 children and 1 on the way. Mm. And I would be sitting there thinking, why is she saying that? And then finally on the plane going home, I figured it out.
Oh, you didn't know she was pregnant?
No.
She's telling everybody that she's pregnant and you didn't...
she wasn't showing or anything.
Oh. Okay.
So I was telling everybody on the plane that mother was pregnant. And I'm sure she really appreciated that.
I didn't know. So you speak Italian or did?
See.
Wow.
Yeah, my grandmother was a teacher. She never spoke English. She lived with us, never spoke English.
She never?
Mm-mm. She came when she was 60. When I was born, she was 65, and she came over to the United States to live with Mom and Dad. And she thought she was too old to learn to speak English, so she never did.
And so you would
and
just...
she would give me Italian lessons. She tried to give everybody Italian lessons, like on Saturday mornings, and I was really the only one that took it seriously. So I learned to speak Italian, and I understood Italian the best of anybody. And she understood some English, because I remember when Al came to dinner the first time at my house, she took me aside after the dinner and she said, I like your boy.
In English?
In English.
It was like, okay.
I like your boy. That's exactly what she said.
So were you conversant enough in Italian that you could speak to Italian people when you were there?
Yeah, I was talking to Catherine, who just came back from Spain, and we were talking about it's much easier to understand the language than it is to speak it,
right?
Because you get fouled up on the tenses of the verbs and the pronouns and everything. So I don't speak it very well anymore. But then I did study it in college, which also helped. But yeah.
That's really cool.
I mean,
cool,
I could talk
it?
To Nana in Italian, and I could understand everything that she and mother
talked about. You could have a full-on conversation with her.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
How long did she teach you Italian? I mean, so you said it started when you were... Well, you went to Italy when you were 10, so...
Yeah,
what was the age range where she was teaching you Italian?
Well, I don't think I took lessons from her probably after I was 10. But I spoke to her all the time. And then I studied, and then I took it as a sophomore in college.
So how old were you when she moved into your parents' house?
Oh, she came over when I was born.
Oh, so the entire time, your childhood, she was always there.
Yes. Mom and Dad met in Rome in 1945 during the war, and they decided to get married, and Mother did not speak English, and Dad did not speak Italian. And she said between French, English, and Italian struggling among them, they communicated.
Wow.
My mother's uncle, Dad and a buddy in the army, rented an apartment in the basement of my mother's condo building. And my great uncle, my mother's uncle, who was in the Rome Symphony, he played trombone? I don't know. Some horn. And he spoke English. And he invited these GIs up to dinner. And that's how they met.
Wow.
And so mom said, when dad asked her to marry him, there was a caveat that yes, she would, but Nana would come live with him.
Oh, that was a prerequisite before they even got married?
Yeah, it was a prenup.
Wow, that's a lot to take on.
But
if you're...
then mom was, dad called her up and said, I'm being shipped out after, it was July, and he said, I'm being shipped out in 3 weeks. Do you want to get married? And so that she said yes, and they scurried around, and they got married in a matter of weeks.
So this is in Italy. They got married in Rome.
Yep. Somebody had a piece of white silk that they made a dress for, and so they have they got married July 17th, and he shipped out in the first week of August, I think. And while he was on the ship in the middle of the Atlantic, because he was shipping out to go over to the Japanese front, the war ended in Europe. I mean, the war ended in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Yeah, the war ended in Japan. So then he just had to go back to, he was on his way to the United States. Mother had to go through all this paperwork to come to the United States, and she did not get on a ship to come over till March of the following year.
Wow.
So, and during that time, I think she studied some English.
So that was going to be my next question, is how much English. She didn't know a whole lot of English when she got over here.
But I think she did study. She took lessons in that 8 months or whatever it was after she got married, before she came to the U.S.
How terrifying would that be to, like, move across country to be with this your spouse?
If you knew my mother, you met my mother.
Oh, yeah.
But she was, you know, she was a very... not a very outgoing and a nervous person.
Right, that's what makes me think this is even more.
I know. I mean,
out of
to think that she agreed to get married and come to the United States.
Right, and not speak the language.
And not speak the language. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Well, maybe we already hit this, but
Nana didn't come over, and so I was born in 49. She came over in 46, so she was here for 2.5 years, I think, before I was born.
Wow. That's. I mean, dating and marriage is hard enough when you live in the same city and you speak the same language, let alone...
She told me not long before she died, when we were talking about it, she said, they thought I was an old spinster. Because I think I said, why did Nana say yes to you marrying an American and moving
to the U.S.? That's another good point, yeah. If you're,
and she said, well, and my mother's father had died when she was young, so she lived with her mother and her aunts. And she says, well, they just thought I was a spinster and I was never going to get married, so.
So, like, she was just happy that anybody?
Yeah, it was kind
of like. Just like, please take her off my hands?
And she was this old spinster because she was all of 24.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So maybe Italy is the answer. What was your favorite family vacation you took as a kid?
Well, probably going to Italy.
That seems like a pretty.
After we went to. After we moved to Oregon, we started camping, and because we did not take fancy vacations. I mean, you don't take fancy vacations with 9 people. And we went camping. We were going to Yellowstone, and we were in Wallowa Lake campground on the way, and we were driving up to see the Snake River Gorge on some dirt road, and John was just horribly sick and in pain. And when we got back to camp, they decided they better take him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And it turned out he had appendicitis.
Oh, no.
And he had to have surgery in
the middle of a different state.
In this little hospital that had, like, 5 beds.
Oh, geez.
And so that we spent the whole week there.
The hospital?
No, we were in the campground. But he was in the hospital. But we just camped there for the week and then came home.
Did Franca drive?
She did.
So
she learned to drive in the early 50s.
So did they have 2 cars when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Because see, my grandma, I mean, they had 9 kids too, but they only ever had 1 car and she never drove. So I was just like, the logistics of getting that many kids around and mind-boggling.
But we would all pile in 1 car, in 1 station wagon. And when we went to Wallowa Lake, who didn't go? George didn't go, I think.
So you had
and Nana didn't go.
So you had 8 people in 1 car, or 7?
That would have been 7, yeah. And all the camping gear.
Yeah, right.
All the camping gear.
Yeah. My dad tells similar stories. I think that was part of the reason that I was interested in my grandmother's story, because I had 2 young kids at the time, and it was like, how overwhelming it is to have young kids, and you're just kind of shell-shocked, like, how does anybody do this? And then I just remember looking at my grandma who had 9 kids, and she's just like this stoic stalwart, always had her stuff together. Like, how do you do that? Like, I'm falling apart with 2 kids over here, so.
Well, and I remember our first camping trip. We went to the sand dunes down by Florence, Honeyman State Park, and Nana did go. We did take 2 cars in that. We had a hatchback Barracuda that Nana slept in the back of the car. And the rest of us slept in a tent, which Al and I still have this tent. It's a Coleman 9x12 tent. And we took cots.
Wow.
On top of wooden army cots.
Wow.
On top of all the other crap.
Yeah. So the top of the car is loaded too, everything, like every inch, right?
And of course, we never went out to eat.
Yeah.
So it was always, coolers full of food.
Well, you could never afford it. I mean, having that many kids, right? I mean, that's crazy. So you grew up in a family with 5 siblings and your grandmother living with you. So like you said, you had a really big family. So when you got married and you and Al were discussing having kids, did that factor into it? I want to have a big family because that's what I'm used to. Or were you like, I want to have a small family because that was overwhelming, or somewhere in between?
I would say neither. We wanted to have kids, and I guess we figured we'd have 2 or 3.
So was there ever any discussion like, I want to have 6 like my parents
did?
No. Because it was because you had seen it, or because
that's a lot of kids.
So my
parents did not have 6 kids because they wanted to have 6 kids.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah, neither did my grandmother.
Actually, my parents had, my mother was pregnant 8 times. She had 1 miscarriage and a baby that was born and died after it was born.
You know, I think John told me about that. I do remember that. Yeah, my grandmother was the same situation. She had 9 kids and 2 miscarriages. And I didn't learn that until I was much old. Yeah, anyway, that's just such a crazy thing to, wow. So
the rhythm method is not foolproof.
That's what my grandparents, I asked my grandma that. I said, did you guys set out to have 9 kids? She said, we are a good Catholic family, and just whatever happened, happened. And I was like, okay. I mean, like Angie and I, we had a very serious conversation. Like, what's the plan? Like, where do we want to go? We're thinking 2 is good. We'll see when, we had 2, and there was discussion of having 3. And I mean, I still contend to this day, if I could have a girl right now, I would still have another kid. I mean, because I have 2 boys, and I would love, like, seeing Amy's girls are adorable. I love little girls because they're just so much fun. But, we were super worried, we had 2 boys and that was a handful. I'm like, if we try for a 3rd and we get another boy, we're going to doubly screw
it. It's such
a
different time now where you know what you're going to have.
And yeah.
We had 2 girls and we decided to have a 3rd, but not to have a boy.
Yeah.
But I wanted to have a boy. I mean, and when Lizzie was born, I can just remember the doctor saying, here she is. And I just remember hearing that she, and I thought, oh, another girl, because I knew it was a point in my life where something, I was not going to have something. Hmm. The future was,
you realized
there would never be a boy.
Gotcha.
So that was.
Okay.
A different time. I mean.
So that was not even, I guess I just take that for granted.
It wasn't a disappointment or anything. It was just a realization that, okay, I'm not having a son.
So it wasn't even an option to find the gender of the kid?
No.
That was, uh-huh. So that's a recent scientific thing? I guess I just never knew.
Yeah.
Just kind of took it for granted. Okay, so your parents had 6 kids. Who was the favorite?
George.
For sure?
Yeah.
Why was George the favorite?
I think he was just the firstborn oldest boy. He wasn't the favorite because he got into trouble and stuff, but he was the generational thing of your first son carries on the family. I think it was just that. We tease him about it that he was the favorite. But I do think there was that idea that it's the first son.
Okay.
And my grandmother, who I love dearly, but she said to me when I announced that I was pregnant again, and I can't remember if it was 2nd or 3rd time, she said, oh, let's hope it's a boy. Because it was just the thing back then that you were to have your son carry on.
Hmm. So
women really got screwed.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not that she didn't love us girls or anything. It was just the idea was you were to have the son to carry on the name. And Al's folks did the same thing. They were, when Al told them it was another girl, and I can't remember if it was Laura or Elizabeth. I think it was Elizabeth. And they were kind of like, oh, you know, which really pissed him off.
Careful with the nails.
It really pissed him
off. Yeah, I think when we were sitting around the campfire, was it Amy that pointed it out? That there are no, after this generation, there are no male Christensens to carry on the name. All of the grandkids are girls, right? Because all of Karen's kids are girls. You have girls.
Well, they wouldn't have the name anyway.
Oh, right.
And Amy's wouldn't have the name, and ours don't have the name. So
and James has a girl. So
right. And Aaron doesn't. And John has
two girls.
And Mark has. Oh no, Mark has Andrew and.
Oh, Alex. That's true. There's still hope. Yeah. There's Alex and Andrew.
Okay. See, that was why I think Al's folks were upset. Is that was it? He was a single child, only child, and he was the only.
Oh, you mean they were upset that you didn't have a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Because then there's no more Jameses.
Right. Huh.
Except for there are, because then my girls didn't. Well, I don't know if they're going to change their name or not. Lizzie did, Sarah did, but so I don't know if Laura is.
That was going to be my next question. Is Laura going to change her? I was putting her in my phone. I was adding, and I was like, what is her last name? What should I put in? Is she going to change her name or not?
His name is Duran, Duran, and I don't know.
She strikes me as the kind of...
The wooden.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, where did you meet your significant other?
Oregon State.
Was it in class or?
Blind date.
Oh, who set you up?
My roommate. Doormate. She actually wasn't my roommate. She was dating his fraternity brother.
Was it love at first sight?
Actually, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Would he say the same thing?
Yeah.
What did you get? What was your first date? What'd you do?
We went to a party.
Okay. What was it about Al that you were like, this is the guy?
I don't know. We just clicked.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just good personality? I mean, like...
Yeah, we just... Yeah.
Okay. What did you do at the party? Did you just... You hang out with Al the whole time?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
That's what you do, right?
Sure.
I mean, what else do you do at a party?
This is a family podcast. No, yeah, absolutely. So how old were you when you met?
19.
And when did you get married?
8 months later.
So
I was 20. He was 21.
Why'd you get married so quick?
Because I was supposed to go to Italy for a year abroad, and in August, and I had a scholarship, and the scholarship was supposed to pay me an amount that was dependent on what the tuition was for the school I was going to, and so I thought it would pay a lot more than it would for going to Italy because Italy was going through Oregon State, and the small print was, we pay the tuition of the sponsoring institution.
Okay.
So they were basing the amount on what it would cost to go to Oregon State, not what it would cost to go to Italy. So in August, I get a letter, literally a week away from going. I had my luggage tags and everything. I was ready to go. And I got this letter and said they weren't going to give me that money.
I'm confused. What does this have to do with getting married?
Well, then I had to go back to Oregon State. I was going to go back to Oregon State. I wasn't going to go to Italy.
So because
I have to admit, I didn't really press my dad. He probably would have ponied up and let me go to Italy.
So I
was torn because I didn't want to leave Al. So we went out on Labor Day. We had a date, and we went and got pizza at Cara Amico's pizza place on Barber Boulevard in Portland, and we sat there, and I was like, I don't know where I'm going to live, because I hadn't made any arrangements to go back, and then I said, why don't we just get married, which he loves to this day that I proposed to him, and...
So did you get married so you could live with him, so your parents would be okay with it? It was like a rent kind of thing, like you wanted a place to stay?
No, I mean, I think we wanted to get married, we knew we would get married, but the timing and doing it so rapidly was because I needed a place to live at Oregon State. I knew that if we lived, we wouldn't have lived together. I mean, we just wouldn't have done that to our parents. This was 1969.
They would have just totally lost it if you were unmarried and living together.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think because Angie and I dated for 2.5. I mean, it takes a long time to get to the point where at least for me, wanted to get married or was ready to that. But you were ready. Seem like you had it all figured out early, like, this is the guy I'm going to marry.
Yeah, and I think he did too, but the morning after I proposed to him, he called me up and he said, well, I told my parents and they're happy for us. And I went, shit.
Wow.
Like, really? And I was like, well, okay, I'll tell mine. And so I went and told my mother, and she said, don't tell your father, I'll tell him. So it's Sunday morning, and I'm walking around the house. Dad and I are avoiding each other, and Al's coming over like at 2 o'clock.
Oh, no.
And Al walks in, and Dad says, well, so you two want to get married. Okay, well, let's figure out what day we're going to have the wedding. Literally was what it was.
Wow.
And we said, well, we don't want a wedding. We're just going to go get married and go back to school. And Dad said, no, you got to have a wedding. So we said, okay, we're going back to school. You're going to have to plan the wedding. And so the next day I went to work, and they called me up, and they said, well, we're downtown, and there's 3 dresses that'll fit you in Portland. And so come try them on. Because you couldn't order or anything,
right.
You know. So I went down and tried on a dress at Lippman Wolf in downtown Portland.
So you didn't even really plan your own wedding. Your parents, you weren't you.
No, they decided to have it at a certain venue in Tigard because they'd gone to and then they went to a wedding there, and they said, you know, we didn't like it at all. So let's just have a reception at home. So that's what we did. They hired a caterer and. It was a gorgeous day in October. And
but you didn't want a big, you wanted a justice of the peace kind of thing? Like, you weren't invested in a big wedding?
No.
Oh.
It was the 70s, Scott. You know? So,
yeah?
It was a different culture.
Okay.
It was the...
So when Laura goes and gets married, does that ring true to your experience at all?
A little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, Laura seems like she's pretty independent, so, like, you know...
Yeah.
Is that her? Okay. Interesting. I had no idea.
See, all this interesting family history.
That's why I think this is cool. Like, you get to hear all these stories like I would never hear. So I guess that's a perfect segue. What was your college experience like? So you were going to go to Italy, but the money fell through and you ended up staying at Oregon State?
My college experience was not a typical college experience. I went to Pitzer College in Claremont, California for my freshman year. And again, different than what kids do today. I'd never been to the school. We knew nothing about the school other than what was in the college directory. My best friend and I both decided to go there. It's a very good school. It's one of the Pomona.
Where is
It's Claremont, California.
In California?
Yeah. There's 5 schools there. There's Claremont Men's and Pomona and Scripps and Pitzer and another one I can't remember. Yeah, it's a very, very good school. But it's a very little school. I mean, the whole 5 schools together had 2,000 students, I think.
And what did you study?
I think it was history. It was just liberal arts.
What's your degree?
But I didn't like it. It was history is my degree.
You have a 4-year degree in history?
So after I had been there for... I hated Southern California. It was a very different culture than Oregon because at that time there was a lot more drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this... Again, this is a hippie...
Right.
Time. And
what year was this?
67.
So yeah, that was right in the middle of all of that.
Yeah, you know, the Vietnam War and all that sort of stuff.
Wow.
So I decided I didn't want to go there the second year, so I started looking at schools, where to go and all sorts of options, and I decided I'd just go to Oregon State because it was too late to really get into any place else. George was at Oregon State, so I transferred to Oregon State with no intention of staying at Oregon State. And I started looking at other schools, and I applied to Yale for the first women's class and didn't get in, but they had because they had so many applicants for the first year, they had a tier. You got through various tiers, and I made it through all but the last tier. So I didn't find out until May again that I wasn't going to be going to Yale, and I didn't have any other options really, so I went back to Oregon State.
So,
and then I met Al. That was my junior year, but I was taking 20 to 24 hours a term, so I finished in 3 years.
Hmm.
So Al was a year ahead of me, but we basically both finished the same time.
Well, so if you had a 4-year history degree, what was the plan?
It was liberal arts. You just go out then and find a job.
So it wasn't like you wanted to be a history professor or anything.
No.
You were just like, I'm going to get a college degree and figure out a job part later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Get a good liberal arts, and my parents didn't care what I took because they just wanted me to go and get a, what do they call it? An engineer, basically.
Yeah.
Meet my husband.
That's what that, right. So, I mean, you were all over for college in Italy, and would you say your college experience was good? Did you enjoy it, or was it, I mean, because it seemed like it was kind of tumultuous.
I enjoyed it, but it wasn't typical.
Yeah, right.
It was, first of all, it was only 3 years, not four. One of those years I was married, so I had 2 years.
Wow. Yeah, true. Okay.
So because Al and I both finished, we were married in October, and then we finished out that year. Then I had to go to summer school to finish up my last credits. And then we moved to Portland because Al was going to law school. And I had a job.
I didn't know Al went to law school, really?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. Now I got to interview Al.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. One last question. What was the worst thing you ever did to your siblings or vice versa?
Oh, Jesus.
Did anybody ever get you in trouble, or did you ever wreck one of their cars? And what sort of crazy sibling stories do you have?
I can't think of anything. Maybe when we were little. Scott, I don't know. I blamed Meryl for breaking a window once.
Yeah?
And she took it.
You did it, and Meryl still took it? Wow.
We were throwing a ball against the garage door, and the garage door had windows.
Sure.
Broke it. Mom came out and said, "What happened?" And I said, "She did it."
And Meryl didn't argue? How many years are there between you and Meryl?
Two.
So that's not it. Yeah, it's okay. Wow. Well, look, good for her.
I can't think of anything else right now.
So that, okay. Is there anything else you want, any other interesting stories you think we should get down?
No, I digressed a lot.
Well, that's the best part of this.
Yeah.
Okay. So who else here has an interesting story that I should ask, that I should make sure we get recorded? Is there a story that you think maybe has been told, that we need to get on the official record? I mean, last night we were sitting around and John was talking about almost getting kicked out of the military. I mean, I've been married to his daughter for 17 years and I had no idea. So is there anything like that you think that jumps out at you? You can say no.
Not right now.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything else or anything else comes up, let me know. But
yeah, John was, he didn't realize when he was in the Army, and we were living in Portland next to Mom and Dad, and so we were talking to him all the time and over there and everything, and I remember Dad got this call from this commanding officer of John's, and John was in some sort of trouble, and Dad was all upset, and he was trying to call people in the military, in the Army, to try to figure out what was going on. And the reason I remember it is because I never heard of a general discharge. I thought you got honorable or dishonorable.
Right.
And I know that at one point they were discussing John taking a general discharge. And he got so upset that I thought he had gotten a general discharge. I didn't really think about it that much, and he didn't. But that I know this is all true because that's where I learned what a general discharge
was. Maybe I'll ask him. Maybe I'll get on the official record that story, because that was crazy. Like, even Gabe came up to me afterwards. He was like, "Did you hear what Grandpa did? That's crazy." I'm like, "Dude, I don't know." Like, that's, I think those are the interesting stories. You know, like, it's so far in the past. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just, like, one of those things, like, it builds character. Like, oh, I had no idea, right?
Yeah, and I don't think, actually, I mean, he was a young guy, and it was in Germany, in the Army, and...
Were you worried for your brother?
About what?
About getting generally discharged? Or were you, like, that's his problem, I don't know?
Well, I just know it was resolved. I just remember that it was. I still don't know how big a deal it would be if you got a general discharge. So, And he made it, so.
I was going to say, clearly he's doing okay now, so it's not a big deal. All right, well, I'll make sure and ask him. Yeah. That's all I got. That was easy.
Okay, well, good.